If you don't use these fair weather conditions that you're having to build and lay up a foundation in store against that day that God's going to manifest your works by fire, and that foundation you claim that you built on the Word of God is going to be tried by a storm of dimensions unprecedented. Paul speaks of here of put away the faith that brought about shipwreck. And in the same chapter, verse 6, some having swerved have turned aside unto vain jangling. From what? From a good conscience, a pure heart, and a faith unpretentious. God help us to carry on with a faith that's real, a faith that God respects, a faith that overcomes that selfishness in each of our lives, that we're not holding on to something except God's unchanging hand. What did he say to hold on to? Holding faith and a good conscience.
Yeah, but I'm holding on for a rainy day.
You'll get a rainy day! And don't you holler for me. And I'm warning you in the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus. And that settles it. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll grip every heart and soul. May the Holy Ghost work to grind, to burn the selfishness and pride and idolatry, that egotism, that love of pleasure out of every heart and soul, and that old spirit of lust. God, to break its power! That old lust, that old insatiable desire for things, break it. Break it. Just don't bend them. Break them. Break them. Break their will. And break that old spirit, that old lust, God, for things. Break it. And may then they be bent to your will totally, completely, 1,000%, that the faith of Jesus will burn, that faith of the living God will burn in their hearts until they see a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness, that they're willing to put their energy, their time, their money, their prayers, their effort in every way to obtain for them and their children. And until we get that vision and that drive, there's a possibility we may never make it to that new heaven and that new earth that nothing but righteousness will dwell in. God grant us grace that we, receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved, may have that grace to serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.